It's been about 2 weeks since the Alaska Mental Health Trust Board voted to move forward with logging parcels in Ketchikan and Petersburg if the federal land exchange isn't approved by January 15th. In that time, there's been a strong public reaction in Ketchikan and Petersburg. John Morrison, executive director of Alaska Mental Health Trust Land Office, says that wasn't a surprise.
I don't think that the reaction is any different than we anticipated.
But
the best way to save Deer Mountain, as they say, is to do whatever they can to affect the legislation that will direct the land exchange.
Save Deer Mountain is the name of a Ketchikan group that formed a day after the Trust Board's decision. Organizer Bob Weinstein says the group's Facebook page quickly attracted more than 1,000 followers and has been a primary source of sharing information and concerns. One big concern has been the January 15th deadline. Weinstein argues that doesn't give Congress enough time to act, especially in an election year. But Morrison says the January 15th deadline was carefully chosen. He says the trust needs to start its timber sale process by then because otherwise the timber industry might be gone.
The timber industry in Southeast Alaska has openly said in, you know, the Alaska Forestry Association meetings that they effectively have enough timber to last and make their business operations viable through mid-2017.
Which, Morrison says, means the trust needs to take advantage of the timberland it has while it still can. So, sometime before January 15th, they'll know whether the land exchange is going to happen. If it isn't going to happen, Morrison says the Trust Land Office will draft a best interest opinion to log the land and will publish that for 30 days. After that, he says, there's a 20-day period to consider public input and then another 20 days to reconsider the decision to log. Then,
based on weather conditions and things of that nature, we would potentially let a contract this coming spring. And then it would be up to the operator as to the timing of when they harvested the timber.
But what about some options people in the affected communities have suggested, like purchasing the land to keep the trees in place? Morrison says until it's clear the land exchange won't happen this session of Congress, the trust won't pull any parcels from that exchange package. And the exchange is the trust's preferred resolution. But if and when it's clear that the exchange is off the table,
we would gladly accept applications to purchase this property, purchase the carbon credits on the property. I could think of any number of things we might consider. However, they would have to be in the best interest of the trust. So assuming we had more than one option, logging is one that's on the table now. If we had more than one option, we would weigh those options as to which was in the best interest of the trust and proceed with that option.
Since the trust's announcement, local governments in Ketchikan and Petersburg have gone on record opposing the proposed harvest and supporting the land exchange, as have other officials and individual residents. Weinstein says he too supports the land exchange, but he has issues with how the trust board made its decision. He questions the legality of the vote itself and says there was a lack of proper notice and procedure. Weinstein also questions the feasibility of logging Deer Mountain.
They haven't yet talked about really, given the slopes in Deer Mountain, the viability of truly doing a substantial harvest, B, if they will put up a bond to deal with landslides that are likely to occur.
Similar concerns about landslides have been expressed regarding the Petersburg parcel. Weinstein also disputes the argument that logging must happen now, before the timber industry completely dies. He says the state could help.
Can they move up, for example, some potential sales in the state forest to help bridge the time needed to make a reasonable effort to see the legislation pass?
Weinstein says he hopes the governor's office will step in to help come up with a reasonable path forward. He adds that the idea of communities purchasing the parcels is something to consider, and he wasn't aware until recently that the trust would even consider that option. He says that's an example of the lack of communication from the state agency.
For me, that's all the more reason why I think it would be helpful for them to have a proactive, positive dialogue with the community, get us behind the exchange legislation instead of taking the approach they did that I think is rather boneheaded and counterproductive to what they're trying to do.
While the trust board won't consider options like a land sale until after it's clear that the exchange won't happen, Morrison says proposals can be submitted anytime. So, if anyone wants to buy a mountain. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.